السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Respected honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, mothers and sisters, we are often faced with a situation where a near or dear one, friend or relative is struck with some tragedy. Sometimes physical, sometimes financial, sometimes he loses a beloved one. As a Muslim, what is our moral obligation to our fellow Muslims? When we find them in such a situation, how do we morally support them? How do we aid them? How do we console them? What are the guidelines that Islam has provided for us in such a situation? My brothers, we are a universal ummah, and we share the challenges of each and every person on this earth. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises us in this regard the first thing. What did he say? لا تظهر الشماتة لأخيك فيرحمه الله ويبتليك. What an amazing piece of advice. That never dare to rejoice on the tragedy of your brother. What is the advice of the Nabi of Allah? Never dare to rejoice on the tragedy of your brother. Very soon, Allah will create an opening for him and grant him refuge from that crisis. وَيَبْتَلِيكَ, and Allah will inflict a similar, if not a greater crisis on you. What an amazing piece of advice. My brothers, you and I, we live in such a time that there are many a people who morally they may support you, they may give you that moral support, but Allah forbid, in their hearts they rejoice over your tragedy. I think we can go one step forward, that many of them desire your tragedy. And here again, this ties up with the prophecy of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned 1400 years ago, that يَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ أَقْوَامٌ, that prior to Qiyamah, certain people will make their presence on this earth. إِخْوَانُ الْعَلَانِيَةِ أَعْدَاءُ السَّرِيرَةِ, who will express brotherhood externally, but there would be enemies from within. You know, like they say in English, that I love the one who openly hates me, but I hate the one who pretends to love me. I love the man who openly hates me. You don't like the man? Tell the man on his face. But don't pretend you smile in front of him. Behind his back, you stab him. What good day is there in you? So what did the Nabi of Allah say? That close to Qiyamah, certain nations will make their presence on this earth, who will express brotherhood externally, but internally there would be enemies. Whilst you and I discuss the deviation of the pagan Arabs prior to the advent of Islam, and each one of us would concur and agree that the Arab man was sinking in his deviation, but even at that time, the Arab man possessed certain qualities that I swear by the Almighty Allah, even the modern day world cannot match certain qualities that were found in the pagan Arabs prior to Islam. And who knows, perhaps it was an acknowledgement to those qualities that Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. By these qualities, Allah favored the entire Arab world. Arabic has become beloved. It has become the language of Quran. There was one Sahabi by the name of Alqama bin Harith. He comes to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he describes to the Nabi of Allah those qualities that were found in the pagan Arabs prior to Islam. When Nabi alayhi salam heard this, he was totally impressed. What did he say? Very quickly, I will run you through this. He said the first quality that was found in the pagan Arab prior to the advent of Islam was ashukru inda raha, gratefulness on moments of prosperity. not pride, not arrogance, but gratefulness on moments of prosperity. We look at the practice of aqiqah. When a child is born, you slaughter that animal. When we study the history of aqiqah, this goes back to the ancestry of the Nabi of Allah. It comes down from the very beginning. On the birth of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his grandfather Abdul Muttalib brought this little child to the Kaaba, announced his birth, named him Muhammad as a token of appreciation. He slaughtered those animals. Of course, the Nabi of Allah then came. You know, he taught us the dua, showed us the benefits. Allahumma hadhihi aqiqa fulan ibn fulan damuha bi damihi wa lahmuha bi lahmihi wa azmuha bi azmi. Of course, the Nabi of Allah showed us the benefits. What I'm trying to show you, my brothers, the Arab man, even in those dark days, ashukru inda raha, gratefulness on moments of prosperity. Number two, wasabru inda al-bala, patience on moments of difficulties. Whatever difficulty comes your way, to persevere, to endure. Number three, wasidqu fi mawatin al-liqa, when you give a man your word, honor your word. Allah forbid, today no man honors his word. What did the Nabi of Allah say? Al-idatu daynun. You promise a man, it's a verbal contract. Honor your word. Number three, wasidqu fi mawatin al-liqa. You give a man your word, honor your word. And number four, warrada bi murril qada. Happiness on the bitter choices of fate. Happiness on the bitter decisions of fate. Hadith Qudsi, man lam yarda ala qadai wa lam yasbir ala bala'i falyattakhidh rabban siwa'i. Hadith Qudsi, what stern words. Allah's Nabi quoting the words of Allah, that person will not endure the difficulties that will come in his life. That person will not be content and satisfied on the divine distribution of Allah. Tell him to look for another Allah other than I. Tell him to search and look for another Allah other than I, because he considers me incapable of being Allah. My brothers, in this world, you will be tested with the COVID-19. Each and every one of us, we know of some person or the other who had contracted the virus. Many had passed on. May Allah shower his mercy upon the graves, those who are suffering. My brothers, you and I are sitting in the masjid. This is a boon and a favor from the side of Allah. Make shukr to the Almighty Allah. I swear by the Almighty Allah, you can put your head on the ground from today till the day you leave this world. You cannot thank Allah enough. I've spoken to many of those who had contracted the virus. What did they say? Death stood at me. I had seen death standing in front of me. Your time was not up. My brothers, this is the reality. Allah has given us, be patient. You will be tested in this world. You know, many a times you would find a person gets up in the morning, the man goes to the gym, he can do 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups. Perhaps you tell me, one push-up, I'm pulsating, breathing heavy. And the man gets up, he has a heart attack, he's dead and gone. That's the reality. My brothers, these are challenges. I think there's something that has dawned upon each and every one of us, that the angel of death is constantly knocking on my door and your door. Nonetheless, the Nabi of Allah, when he heard these qualities from Alqama bin Harith, what did he say? Fuqaha udaba kadu ayyakunu anbiya. These are the qualities of the anbiya. These are the jurists of my ummah. Whatever difficulty comes your way, persevere. Acknowledge the good. Many a time you speak to people how things are bad. My brothers, we constantly complain. When last have you turned to the Almighty Allah? Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Perhaps the most ideal incident and narrative recorded in Quran. The time of Jumu'ah is limited. Very quickly, I will run you through this. Allah Ta'ala speaks about Ayyub alayhi salam. My brothers, I beg for your undivided attention. Allah Ta'ala speaks about Ayyub alayhi salam in four different surahs in Quran. Surah Nisa, Surah Anbiya, Surah An'am, and Surah Sad. Ayyub alayhi salam enjoyed every privilege that you can think about, whether it was wealth, affluence, children, farms, orchards, whatever it was. According to the riwayat of Qurtubi, on the strength of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Allah blessed him with 14 children. My brothers, we need to understand, Allah is in total control. Allah can turn the situation of any man at any time. Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah blessed him. Then comes the test of Allah upon Ayyub alayhi salam. To what extent? You know, many a times people will say, Maulana Shaykh, I'm going through this challenge. I don't think any person is experiencing what I am going through. My brothers, I open up before you this incident. Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala decided to test him. Allah is in total control. Allah can turn the situation of any man at any time. All his farms started burning out. He lost his farms, he lost his orchards, he lost everything. The roof of his house caved in. Open tafsir Qurtubi. The roof of his house caved in, causing all the occupants of his house, that included his 14 children, to die instantly. My brothers, I can hear it, you can listen to me. One man loses one child, he would never forget about the child for the rest of his life. At one go, he loses 14 children. That's not all. He then develops ulcers on his entire body. Only his tongue and his heart was protected from that particular sickness that he had developed. And the person who was a pillar of support to him was his honorable wife, and her name was Rahma. And she was literally a mercy unto her husband. With reference to the patience of Ayyub alayhi salam, it is written, scholars have written, it was so great that when Allah had taken away all these privileges, he was kicked out of society, living in the outskirts of the town. He turns to the Almighty Allah and he said, oh my Allah, I am totally grateful to you for this condition that you have brought into my life, that you have removed those things that potentially could alter my relationship with you. Subhanallah, my children, my farms, my orchards, these things potentially could alter my relation with you. Oh Allah, you have taken it away from me. Now you and I enjoy this closeness. Subhanallah. So with reference to the Musnad Ahmad, in Kitab al-Zuhd, it is written, you know, my brothers, I always say that we often sympathize with the person who is sick, but we forget to sympathize with those living with the sick person. Many a times, those living with the sick person go through more difficulty than the sick person themselves. What did the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam teach us? The hadith said, amazing narration. Man azza hazinan. You know, my brothers, we are living in such a time. If you and I can only take out time and pick up the phone, you heard somebody met up in an accident, somebody contracted some virus, some sickness. Pick up the phone. My brother, I heard you're not well. I heard your family is not well. I cannot come to the clinic, to the hospital, but I'm making dua for you. I'm making dua for you. What is the reward of that? Nabi alayhi salam said, man azza hazinan, whoever will console a person who is distressed, albasahu Allahu taqwa, Allah will make him wear the garment of piety. Wasalla ala ruhihi fil arwa, and Allah will shower his choicest blessings on that soul. Man azza musaban, whoever will console a person in any problem, in any difficulty, kasahu Allahu hullatayn min hulalil jannah, Allah will make him wear two garments of Jannah, which in value will be more valuable than the entire heavens and the earth. What did the Nabi of Allah say? What an amazing deen we enjoy, where every aspect of our deen has been discussed. What did the Nabi of Allah teach us? When you go and visit a sick person, how do you morally support the person? What did he say? إِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ فنفسوا له في أجلي فإن ذلك لا يرد شيئا ويطيب بنفسي. When you go and visit a sick person, morally encourage him. You know, you go to a person, what's the problem? Not the wife has got stage 4 cancer. My brother, stage 4 cancer. My father had the same sickness. It's a matter of time. You're going to kill the man's wife before her time. What did the Nabi of Allah say? Give people hope in life. When you go and visit a sick person, the words of my Nabi, نَفِّسُوا لَهُ فِي أَجَلِي. Give the person some hope that my brother, you will recover. It's not the end of the road. You will survive. It's a matter of time. I'll see you in the masjid. I'll see you at home. What did the Nabi of Allah say? You morally support a person like that. That man is in that hospital and the clinic with that illness and that sickness because you had morally supported him. Allah will give you the same reward that that person is getting in his illness and his sickness. فَلَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِي. Allah will give you the same reward. What a all-encompassing deen we enjoy, where every aspect of our deen has been discussed. Coming back to this narrative, so Ayyub alayhis salam, his wife, you know, she comes to him, and I often say, like I mentioned earlier on, we sympathize with those that are sick, but we forget to sympathize with those that are living with sick people. So the sickness started taking a toll on her. So she comes to Ayyub alayhis salam and she says, Ayyub, don't you think it is high time to ask Allah to substitute the sickness with good health? Ayyub alayhis salam gets up. A Nabi of Allah is conscious of Allah in the midst of prosperity and in the heart of sickness. He gets up in that condition. Kam labistu fi raha. How many years of prosperity? 80 years. How many years of difficulty? 7 years. Ask a man who can't sleep for one night. 7 years consecutively. Ayyub alayhis salam looks at his wife and he said, Ama astahyi an atluba min Allahi raf'a bala'i wa ma qadaytu fihi muddata rafa'i. When I enjoy the divine privileges of my Allah for 80 years and my Allah has only tested me for 7 years, patiently I will bear, I will endure the day Allah decides my cure, well and good. That was the level of sabr in Ayyub alayhis salam. You know, one day, shaitan comes to the wife of Ayyub alayhis salam in a disguised form and says, you know what? Your husband is suffering. He is sick. I can treat your husband. I can cure him. But there's only one thing I want from you. After I've treated and cured your husband, I want you to praise me and acknowledge that I have treated and cured your husband. The desperation of the wife of Ayyub alayhis salam knew no bounds. She said, I'll meet with my husband, I'll revert to you. She comes to Ayyub alayhis salam. I met with the doctor. He claims to say he can treat you, but there's only one thing he wants from me. After he has treated and cured you, he wants me to praise him and acknowledge the fact that he has treated you. Ayyub alayhis salam gets up in that condition. He looks at his wife. He said, oh, my wife, don't you know that is the statement of shirk? How can you attribute the quality of cure to someone other than the Almighty Allah? He said, if Allah cures me, I'm going to lash you 100 times. I'm going to lash you 100 times. Subhanallah. Let me just fast forward this incident. There were two friends of Ayyub alayhis salam. They come to visit him. And one person passed a comment and he said, Ayyub, you have done something wrong in your life. That is why you are suffering like this. You know, often it happens. You know, what do we say? That man, Allah is showing him. He must open his eyes. My brothers, it's not for me to judge, not for you to judge. If somebody is going through some challenge in life, make dua for that person. That's the bare minimum we can do. Ayyub alayhis salam turns to Allah. I've been patient for years on end, and people are leveling these allegations against me. Allah Ta'ala tells Ayyub, Inna wajadanahu sabira. We confirm your patience. Ayyub, stand up. Urqud birijlik. Strike your feet on the ground. Gushes out the water. Hadha mukhtasalun baridu wa sharab. Gushes out the water. Ayyub, take a bath in that water. Drink from the water. When he took a bath in the water, he had drunk from the spring. Allah Ta'ala cured him instantly. The riwayat of Ibn Hibban, Allah sent down the garment of Jannah, a young handsome man adorned with the garment of Jannah. His wife used to earn and provide for him. When she comes in the evening, she looked at this young handsome man sitting and she looked at him. Aina al-mubtala alladhi kana hahuna? Where is my husband? He was sitting here in the morning. Ayyub alayhis salam looks at his wife and he said, I am your husband, and this is how Allah has cured me. And this is how Allah has cured me. When Allah cured Ayyub alayhis salam, he realized he has to now lash his wife 100 times. Allah Ta'ala said, Ayyub, your wife was a subservient, obedient wife. You are not going to lash her. I am going to make divine intervention in the matter. Ayyub alayhis salam told his wife, you need to lash your wife 100 times. Allah Ta'ala told Ayyub, I quote to you the words of Quran, وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِغْسًا فَضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ. Ayyub, all you do is pick up 100 blades of thin grass. 100 blades of thin grass. Make it into one bundle. Touch your wife once, and that is lashing 100 times. Subhanallah, this divine intervention Allah made, why she was a pillar of support to her husband. You know, in Madarik al-Tanzeel it is written, you know, the object of marriage, what is the object of marriage? My brother, the Quran says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. You must look at your wife, it must put an end to depression and not start depression. You know, like they say, the brother came home an hour early from work. So the wife says, what's happened? 1 hour early today? No, the boss and I had a tiff. So the boss told me to go to hell. So I said, I'd rather come home. For me, home is living hell. So what is the object of marriage? You must look at the wife. The wife must look at the husband. It must put an end to depression and not start depression. And Allah says marriage should provide one of two things, love and mercy. So generally in a Western circle, you'll find in the initial stage of the marriage, the husband will express love, the wife will express love. But in the latter part of the marriage, when the husband goes into insolvency, more than often marriages break up. More than often marriages break up. So my brothers, what I'm trying to show you, the Nabi of Allah has taught us, give people support in life. One day the Nabi of Allah entered Masjid al-Nabawi. There was an elderly Sahabi who used to come. Nabi alayhi salam said, where is this elderly Sahabi? Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, his son has passed away. Nabi alayhi salam said, why didn't you inform me? Halla adhantumuni qumu ila akhina nu'adhi. Why didn't you inform me? Nabi alayhi salam, immediately he got up. He went to the home of this elderly Sahabi. He was looking sad and depressed. And Nabi alayhi salam morally supported him. He gave him the moral support. What did the Nabi of Allah say? Uthkuru mahasina mawtakum. Speak about the good of those that had passed away. You know, like I always say, I don't know why people take flowers to a dead man's grave. Give the man a bunch of roses whilst he's alive. You know, like somebody said it so amazingly, it takes the death of a person to acknowledge that he was a good man. I mean, you start praising the person. You know, like in Urdu they say, if you understand, garqi murghi dal barabar. You know, I always say wherever I travel, you know, people say, Maulana, what an amazing speech. I said the local imam can say the same thing. He'll say, no, it's one of those things. You know, if somebody eats prawns every day and somebody eats biryani every day, you know, it's one of those things. You have it once a week, once a month. I mean, you look forward to it. Appreciate our imams. Really, my brothers, wherever I've traveled the world, appreciate our local scholars and ulama. Recently, we have seen, in fact, whenever I stand on this podium, I think of our late Sheikh Fuad. May Allah Ta'ala grant him the highest stages in Jannah. He was an amazing human being. He was an amazing, may Allah Ta'ala escalate and elevate his stages. My brothers, in conclusion, I would just like to leave you with the letter of condolence that Nabi alayhi salam wrote to Mu'adh ibn Jabal. I beg for your undivided attention. Just give me 2 or 3 minutes. Mu'adh ibn Jabal is in Yemen. His son passes away. He sends a letter to Medina that my son has passed on. Nabi alayhi salam, in his busy schedule, he sends a letter of condolence to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, which has been recorded in many books of ahadith. I quote to you the words of this letter. My brothers, listen to this. Min Muhammad Rasulillah. From Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah, ila Mu'adh ibn Jabal, to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, salamun alaykum. I greet you with the salams of Allah. فَإِنِّي أَحْمَدُ اللَّهَ الْمَلِكَ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. I praise Allah, who is that supreme being. ثُمَّ عَلَمْ. Listen, O Mu'az. أَمَّا بَعْد. Furthermore, أَنَّ أَنفُسَنَا وَأَمْوَالَنَا وَأَوْلَادَنَا وَأَهْلَنَا مِنْ مَوَاهِبِ اللَّهِ الْهَنِيَّةِ وَعَوَارِيهِ الْمُسْتَوْدِيَةِ. Our health, our wealth, our belongings, our spouses, our children. This is the gift of the Almighty Allah. يُمَتِّعُنَا بِهَا إِلَىٰ أَجَرٍ مَعْدُودٍ وَيَقْبِذُهَا بِوَقْتٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Allah allowed you to benefit from your son for a period of time. On the appointed time, O Mu'az, Allah has taken your son away from you. ثُمَّ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا الشُّكْرَ إِذَا أَعْطَى وَالصَّبْرَ إِذَا بَتَلَى. Allah has ordained patience on us when he tests us. And Allah has ordained gratitude on us when he favors us. وَكَانَ بِنُكَ مِنْ مَوَاهِبِ اللَّهِ الْهَنِيَّةِ. O Mu'az, your son was from the gift of Allah. وَقَبَذَهُ بِأَجْرٍ كَبِيرٍ. On the appointed time, Allah has taken away the son. Allah has taken away your boy. وَقَبَذَهُ بِأَجْرٍ كَبِيرٍ. إِن صَبَرْتَ وَاحْتَسَبْتَ. O Mu'az, if you are patient, Allah will reward you handsomely. أَنَّ الْجَزْءَ وَعْلَمْ. Let me conclude my letter of condolence to you, O Mu'az. أَنَّ الْجَزْءَ لَا يَرُدُّ مَيِّتَ وَلَا يَدْرُدُ حُسْنَ. Moaning and groaning will not revive the deceased, nor will it put an end to depression. The letter of condolence to Mu'adh ibn Jabal. I leave you with the words of my Nabi. When his daughter Zainab, she lost her child, she sends a message to her father. Nabi alayhi salam, he comes to his daughter Zainab and he consoled her with these words. Inna lillahi ma akhadh wa lahu ma a'ta. To Allah belongs what he took. To Allah equally belongs what he gave you. Wa kullun 'indahu bi ajalin musamma. Everything has a stipulated time. فَلْتَصْبِرْ وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ. Be patient, O my daughter Zainab, and hope for reward by the Almighty Allah. I am not consoling you because I will not die. I am not consoling you, Zainab, because I will not die. What can I tell you other than what the great giant Imam Shafi'i had said? فَمَا الدَّهْرُ إِلَّا هَكَذَا. That this is the reality of life. رَزِيَّةُ مَالٍ أَوْ فِرَاقُ حَبِيبِ. Either you will lose your wealth, or Allah will take away that which is most beloved to you. Allah will take away your beloved ones. My brothers, we make dua. There's so much more I could have made mention. I've extended my time. I would like to take this opportunity. Wallahi, it's an absolute honor. You know, wherever I stand, I enter this masjid. Allah Ta'ala reward, the trust board. Allah Ta'ala reward our imam. Allah Ta'ala preserve him. Allah protect him. And Allah Ta'ala keep his shadow over us for many, many years. And Allah, protect each and every one of you. You know, each and every one of us knows of some person or the other that has passed on. Let us remember them in our du'as. My brothers, death is a reality. Like the Arabic poet says, إِنَّ الْحَبِيبِ مِنَ الْأَحْبَابِ مُخْتَلَسِ. Every person will be snatched from his beloved, not taken away politely. لا يمنع الموت بواب ولا حرس. No security, no doorkeeper will prevent the angel of death from entering. Wherever he enters, he is no trespasser. فكيف تفرح بالدنيا وزينتها ما يعد عليه اللفظ والنفس. O foolish man, when Allah's camera is watching you, when Allah's angels are recording your every move, how then do you still develop arrogance and openly violate the orders of Allah? We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability on this momentous day of Jumu'ah, that let us be those who give hope to others. We know of some person or the other, my brothers, like I mentioned earlier on, some person is sick,
pick up the phone, send a man a message. Listen, I cannot do much, but I'm making dua for you. You know, many a times, you know, you make dua for the person, the man recovers. He says, Monana, you know what? I was in a hospital. The man came to visit me. I can never forget him. Every dua, I pick up my hands. I take the man's name in dua. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we imbibe, we infuse, we internalize these amazing advisors of Quran and Sunnah. وما علينا إلا البلاغ.